This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. The latest Judd Apatow comedy, This Is 40, takes on the glide from youth into middle age. But Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz says that what Apatow envisions misses the point, and it isn't funny either.
It was naive to hope that just because This Is 40 mentions the age of 40, some hint of maturity might enter the movie. With this picture, director Judd Apatow remains stuck in the sensibility of 10-year-olds. A friend used to say that for kids, anything worth doing is worth doing 100 times. Apatow's major comic ploy is still to use over and over the word I'm not allowed to say that begins with F and rhymes with Chuck. And for a variety, the film goes to a popular slang for a kind of oral sex. While there were people in the audience who laughed, viewers near me, ranging in age from about 14 to around 70, sat for over 2 hours in stony silence. This Is 40 shows not much imagination, and it's lazy. It's a literal-minded picture that thinks comedy's a question of characters saying and doing funny things, like repeating that word that rhymes with cluck, or saying nasty things to other characters, or maybe getting hit by a car door. There's little story to engage, nothing's achieved or earned or developed. Big chunks of the movie are simply painful, barely connected scenes. Judd Apatow's idea of life at 40 is a catalog of pain and misery, the two daughters fighting when the parents, Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann, want to have sex, grandparents who are moochers or emotional icebergs. The movie mires itself in cheap clichés about getting older and settles in the familiar instead of taking a chance. The word that rhymes with shuck hasn't been daring or even unexpected since before these characters were supposedly born 40 years ago. Actors trying to do funny things are almost never funny, and for pain to work in comedy, as Charles Chaplin figured out by about 1916, the hurt has to get fixed. Otherwise, it's just pain, and you have a different kind of movie. This film resolves the pain problem by having the characters, in the last moments of the movie and out of the blue, say that it's fixed, which is not a solution, comic or otherwise. Decades ago, Sigmund Freud wrote that jokes ask the audience to put together things that normally don't go together. Something happens in the listener or viewer's mind that's interior and invisible and takes a measure of emotional or mental work. Nothing like that takes place in This Is 40, an exercise in the dreary and morose. And the characters in this film who are turning 40 are also immensely overprivileged, and Judd Apatow has no idea of what might be comic in either situation. If you want the kind of laughs that This Is 40 might aim for, try Laurel and Hardy. Their silent short, Big Business, where the two sell Christmas trees, shows real and brilliant and hilarious infantilism. Laurel and Hardy are terrible at whatever they try to do. Here they wind up destroying a house while the homeowner reduces their car to rubble. But it's not a literal-minded movie. It shows how all of us turn 5 at times and how most of us love the thrill of pure destruction. You also might try comedies that Bill Murray made in the 1990s. From the past year, look at the Belgian film The Fairy, which is dreamy and loony and makes you delighted with the exquisite oddities of humanity. And if you want another good Christmastime comedy, there's Ernst Lubitsch's The Shop Around the Corner. It's as close to perfect as movies get. It's full of surprises, shifting feelings, and in an entirely unreal situation, it shows the comedy of human beings making their way in this life. Happy New Year. I'm Howie Moshevitz.
Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz is director of film education at the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media.